You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Very bottom of page chaf. So we mentioned the first Mishnah in Krisus says that there are shloshim v'sheish Krisus, 36 instances of Krisus. And the Mishnah ends off, in every case that there's kares, b'mezid, b'shogig, there's a korban chatas, except for two exceptions in the Mishnah. Exceptions in the Mishnah are Mila and Pesach.
And Megadav.
I don't know if the Mishnah lists Megadav as an exception. Megadav is another exception.
Oh, yeah, the Mishnah does not list it.
The Mishnah does not list it. Mila and Pesach are an exception because they're assays. But Megadav, I think the Gemara says, is an exception because there's no Maisa by Megadav. Which also applies to Avodah Zorah. So for instance, if someone be over the Isra Avodah Zorah, like the Mishnah Sanhedrin says, he'd say Eli Ato, or Ela Elohecha Yisrael, meaning that you're only over the Isra Avodah Zorah Bepiv, you would not be Chayav a Korban Chatas, because you need a Maisa. Now, when you do this Isra, whatever Isra, there's Shabbos, etc., Avodah Zorah, b'mezid, you get Kares, there may or may not be Mises Bezdin. So for instance, Yom Kippur and Isra Malach is Kares, but there's Malkus, not Mises Bezdin. Shabbos, you're over an Isra Malach b'mezid, you would get Skila. But if you're over it, the Mishnah says anything you're over b'mezid, that you get Kares. B'shogeg, you'd get a Chatas. So the question is, we were trying to define what the definition of Shogeg is. So now, over the next few paragraphs, we'll see that whatever your concepts of shogeg were are not really what the Gemara, considers. So let's take a look at at Ois Gimel. Ve'ezehu shogeg. What is a case of shogeg? How you define shogeg? Now here, we're not talking about like the Gemara's of Makkos, that it's ones, or karav la'ones, or karav la'mezid. Rather, we're talking about shogeg. What did you forget? There's no question if the guy totally forgot Hilchos Shabbos, and he goes out, he knows it's Shabbos. And by the way, Gemara asked an interesting question, I'll tell you in a minute. The guy knows it's Shabbos, he that Lamites Malachos booklet he forgot, and he goes ahead, he says, oh, there's a nice apple. He goes and he picks an apple. So if he totally forgets there's a lav, not only does he not know there's an Isser with a punishment to Kares, but he forgets totally there's even an Isser. So lo mi boya, if he forgets there's a lav, and then he forgets there's Kares, there's no doubt that's shogeg. Now the Gemara is an interesting question, because the beginning of Kol Gadol in Shabbos, Samach Zayin Amid Beis, says that you should know that if you forget it's Shabbos, and you do many malachas, you bring one Korban Chatas. If you forget there's an Iker Shabbos, if you forget there's a concept of Shabbos, not that you're confused about what day of the week it is, but you forgot that there's this idea of Shabbos, then you would also bring only one Korban Chatas if you do many, many malachas. There's a discussion in the Gemara, in the Mishnah in the Gemara, what happens if the guy forgot there's a concept of Shabbos, and he's over Shabbos on the 7th, and he continues to be over Shabbos on the 14th, 21st, etc. Do you say that there's a chiluk chatos based on the fact that a week passed by? That's a separate question. But nevertheless, the Gemara, the Mishnah is clear at the beginning of Kol Gadol. If you forget that today is Shabbos or there's a concept of Shabbos, no matter how many malachas you go ahead and you do, you would only be chayv one chatos, because it's one maaseh shkaga. You forgot it's Shabbos or you forgot there's a concept of Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, "I v'hatnan," is a Mishnah in Kol Gadol a little later, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that says, "Malachas Shabbos arboim chaser achas." There's how many malachas are there in Shabbos? There's 40 minus 1, 39. The Gemara says, "Binyan alamali." What do I need to know how many? So the Gemara says, "Because I'm not Rabbi Yochanan, im asa kulam behelam achas. If I went ahead and was over all the malachas, chayv, you have to bring a korban chatas on kol achas v'achas." So it sounds like from the Gemara, a guy forgets, and he does Chorish, or Re'a Kotzer, Ma'amer, Dash, whatever it is. He has to bring a separate Korban Chatas on each one. One Korban Chatas cannot pater him. So the Gemara says, what's the Hechi Timtza? The Gemara at the beginning of the Kol Gadol says, what's the Hechi Timtza? If you forgot it's Shabbos, it's one. It's always one Chatas. How are you ever Chayva Kol Achas V'Achas? So the Gemara says, Machlegis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan Bishlama, that you're shagag b'kares, but zodom b'lav. No, zodom b'shabbos. Sorry, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the case would be zodom b'shabbos. The guy remembers it's Shabbos, but he forgot that there's a concept of the malachas. So he knows there's a Shabbos. He knows there's a concept of Shabbos. But he doesn't remember all the malachas Shabbos. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even further, Zadon Belav, he realizes that each malacha is aser. He remembers learning in yeshiva each malacha is aser, but he forgot what the consequences of the malacha are. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Zadon B'Shabbos, he knows it's Shabbos, number one. Zadon Belav, he knows the malacha itself is totally aser, but he does not know the consequences. In such a case, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he would bring a korban chatas.
So they're all struggling with what he meant, meaning not a pichai of 39. You have to know something, right?
Because if
all the malachas, because the simplest attempts would be you forgot that each of the 39 malachas were aser. But if that's the case, then what do you remember about the Chashabbos, right?
Right.
And that's what the struggle is.
Oh, so that's the Gemara. So Gemara says, Bishlamo coined to Rabbi Yochanan, what did you remember? What does it mean you remembered the Shabbos? I knew that every single one of Malachs was Aser, but I did not know the consequences and ramifications. So Gemara says, but what if Gar Reish Lakish, that I need Zadon, Belav, Ubekares? I need Shagag, sorry, Belav, Ubekares. So going to Rabbi Reish Lakish, I want to bring a Korban Chatas. I have to be Shagag, not only that I don't know the punishment, but I have to have forgotten that there is even an Isser Shabbos. So the Gemara says, according to him, now what does Shabbos mean?
You remember that saying?
What?
Remember that saying?
That's not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is Tchumim L'Rabbi Akiva.
I know, why can't the Gemara answer
you? So Tosfos asked that question. But it seems that the Asay, Tosfos basically says, don't say it's an Asay, Asay wouldn't count. That's what Tosfos says. But the problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Shagagos brings this halacha, and he says, and he seems to bring it like Reish Lakish. The problem is the Rambam does not paskel like Rabbi Akiva, Tchum's Doraisa. So according to the Rambam, everyone asked, Mishnah Melech, they all ask, according to the Rambam, how would I have a case, according to Reish Lakish, of Chayav al Kol Achas V'Achas? So all the Achronim try to make Tziurim. One Tziur is that he knows every single Malach is awesome, but he's Shogay because he thinks, for a choyla she'ein bo sakana, he can go ahead and do every malacha. So that's a scenario where he knows it's asur, but he doesn't know it's asur in this context. So part of the problem we're dealing with is, what is the scenario exactly on Shabbos, and which scenario of what he forgot is mechayev him? So let's take a look again in Minchas Chinuch. Ve'ezehu shogeg, lo mi boyim shogeg b'lav v'kareis. If he totally forgot that this choresh is asur. Now, let's not say it's a kulon. Let's say it's a scenario where he did... What?
How does that seer work? I mean, because you would need... I'm sorry.
So let's not talk about Asa Kulon Behalamachas. He forgets one malacha. Like I said, it's Shabbos. Let's say he knows all the Lamentes malachas, but he goes out and he forgets about Kaitzer. He goes and he picks an apple off a tree. Lomi boya, there's no question that im shagig b'lav v'kares. Not only did he not remember the halacha that there's an issa kares for picking the apple, he forgot that it was even issa to pick the apple. And it's a double partial brings a korban chatas, no doubt about it. The vade have shogeg shalo yoda klal mir shlav b'dover. Ach afilu, but like I told you, there's a machlokas in the Gemara. Im yoda shiyer shlav. But there is a machlokas. If he knows there is an issa, rock shagug bekares, the lo yada im chayv alaver zuk kares havish shagug. V'zeu plug to b'shas per klag. That's why I told you. There's a major machlokus there on some of Testament Aleph, being Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. V'halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan, the havish shagug b'shagug bekares av shehavid hazed belav. At the end of the day, we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan. Says hazed belav, and that's Rabbi Yochanan's scenario of how you chayv a korban chatas, asu kulam behelamachas. Asu kulam behelamachas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is I know all of the alametes malachas are totally awesome. I know that. but I don't know the consequences. So in such a case, I could go ahead and do every single malacha, knowing that it's asur, and knowing that it's prohibited, but because I don't know the consequences, I have to bring a carbon chatas on each one. Not the classical case that we know of shogeg, correct? But that's shitas Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like that. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. Da'avishkaga b'shogeg b'koretz, avshay hezid b'lav. V'im hezid b'koretz, however, if he knows that picking the apple is kares, for shogeg b'korban, he just doesn't know that there is a consequence of korban. Lo havishkaga, ki shkagas korban ba'aver shiyesh b'kares ein shkaga, because the Gemara says that just being shogeg on the korban and aver shiyesh b'kares, that's not shkaga. Shkaga has to be that you forgot this nisa kares. Just forgetting as a korban is not enough to be mechayev you in a korban. In a korban.
What if you know? What if you know that the shogeg is a nisr koros, but you don't know that the laser is a nisr thieves? So you don't think you're doing anything?
What's the scenario?
If you know that there's the shogeg is a koros, but you don't know that the laser is a nisr thieves, best thing. This thing is only a lamp. And that's how you do it on purpose.
So that's mehezid b'lav, right?
And then there's no asra or anything, so you would be chayev karas, but you didn't know that there was karas.
So that's shogeg b'karas. That's hezid b'lav and shogeg b'karas. Isn't that the classical case of Rabbi Yochanan? Hezid b'lav and shogeg b'karas. The guy knows it's awesome. He knows it's awesome 100%. He just doesn't know that karas comes with it. That's the case. That's Taka Rabbi Yochanan's case. Now, where does this machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish come up? So I'll just mention it as a brief introduction. There's a very important machlokas at the very beginning of Klal Gadol between Munvaz and Chachamim. Yes, Munvaz and Chachamim. Where else is he mentioned? I don't know. But Munvaz, this is his big moment in the sun, this machlokas. The machlokas is like this. The Gemara wants to know, do you need for a carbon chatas, do I need to have had a knowledge of the Isser prior to being over the Isser? Example given, Tinok Shanishba, Gershon Isgaya, right? Tinok Shanishba. Yeah, he comes home and everyone says, welcome, you're Jewish. The next thing you know, it's Shabbos, he has no idea what's going on. Could he be Chayev a Korban Chatas if he does a Melechus Shabbos? Meaning, do you need a Yediya prior to the Isser in order for there to be Korban Chatas? Rabbanan say yes, and Munvaz says no. And the Lashon Gemara is something like this, V'hayadan, V'munvaz, hayadan din lifnei Rabbi Akiva. So if you want to put him where he is in history, Munvaz hayadan din lifnei Rabbi Akiva. He was either a Talmud or a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. He said, I'm going to go ahead and make you a din. A din doesn't necessarily mean a kal v'chomer, he says, I'm going to make a drasha. There are two parshas in Bamidbar. I think it's Bamidbar Tesvav, I'm not sure. One parsha is Kiyiska. If a person goes ahead and does something b'shogeg, mikol averus shebetayra, mikol chatas shebetayra. If he does an isser shogeg from any of the chatos in the Torah, then he's chayev a korban chatas. The next parsha is then avodah zarah b'mezid, right after that. I think it's at the end of the Shlach, isn't it? I'm not sure. Is that Pitesvav? I don't remember. But anyway, it's in Bamidbar. But by the way, the Psukim you can find in Samach Tesamad Alf and Shabbos, if you really want to. Okay. So there's a Hekesh. One Parsha talks about Parsha of Chata Shkaga, and right after it talks about being over Avod Zorah B'mezit. So, Munvaz Hayadan Din. Munvaz says, I'll make a din. Just like Mezid, you have Yediyah, right? Look, just like by Mezid, you have Yediyah. So too, Munvaz says, you also have to have Yediyah by Shogeg. Therefore, since you don't have Yediyah by Shogeg, in the case of Tinuk Shanishba, because he never knew the halacha, just like by Mezid, you need Yediyah, by Shkagog, you need Yediyah. Therefore, if he's Shogeg without prior Yediyah, he would not be chayav a korban chatas. So Rabbi Akiva said back to Munvaz, if you're really going to make such a strong hekesh and say shogeg is like mezid, So just like by mezid, at the time you're doing it, there's a yediyah. So too by shoigeg, at the time you're doing it, there should be a yediyah. You have the Gemara there?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to read it, I guess? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm just sorry. This one is the Darish members of Rabbi Akiva. Is that what we're looking for?
One second. Samech Chesem Abeis, right?
Oh, Samech Chesem, okay. I'm,
that's the first part of the Gemara, Samech Chesem Abeis. When was Hayadan din lefnei Rabbi Akiva? Ma shogeg sheyesh b'yediyah af mezid? No, ama mezid yesh b'yediyah af shogeg yesh b'yediyah.
V'kach hayam mun buz dan lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Well, I'm not sure if this is the right one. Ho'ol mezid karei choyte, v'shogeg karei choyte.
Right.
Ma mezid shehoysu lo yediyah af shogeg shehoysu lo yediyah. Amma lo Rabbi Akiva hareni mosif al devarecha. Ima mezid shehoysa hayediyah b'shas ma'isa af shogeg shehoysa lo yediyah b'shas ma'isa. Amalo, hein.
Right.
V'chol shekein shehoysafta. Amalo, the v'recha ain't zeh kor shogeg, yala mezid. That's the end of the
story. Well, there's an exchange, you're right, there's an exchange there. The Gemara later will talk about it. So the Gemara basically says, Munvaz wants to make a drush and compare shogeg to mezid. So everyone compares shogeg to mezid because of the two parshas in the Torah next to each other. The question is, what's the hekesh? So Munva says the hekesh is just like mezid, there's yediyah. Mezid means he's aware of, he's doing an iser. So too by shogeg, there has to be an awareness. And by tinuk shenishba neger shenisgayer, since they were never taught the halachas, there was never an awareness, therefore it does not fall into the parsha shkoga. Rabbi Akiva says, if you take what you're saying to its logical conclusion, then just like mezid is yediya at the moment of the act, so to all shkaga at the moment of the act, you should know you're doing something wrong. Munvaz says, I agree with you. I would take it that far. So then the Gemara now goes off into a little tangent and says, what does everyone else do with this hekesh? So the Gemara brings up Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, I think, right? Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, I'll tell you what the hekesh is. The hekesh is just like Avodah Zarah is a chi of kares, is a maisa and a chi of kares. So too, every korban chatas has to be a maisa and a chi of kares. That's how Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and Rosh Chachamim learned the hekesh. So now the Gemara says, and according to Munvaz, who agreed with Rabbi Akiva's extension, that even shogeg b'shais maisa, there has to be a idea. How could Munvaz ever have shkaga? The Gemara answers, how could he ever have a case of shogeg? If shogeg is also yodei, he knows what he's doing. So the Gemara says, you have that Gemara there?
Some Vela Munvaz shogeg b'mai.
Right. Munvaz shogeg b'mai. What can ever be shogeg going to him? If you really have to have your deal like mezid b'shas maisa, what shogeg? Go ahead.
Kegayim shogeg b'karban.
Shogeg b'karban. Meaning, according to Munvaz, it means that I know everything I'm doing is 100% wrong. I even would know what I'm doing is an issur kares. But I don't know that there's a concept of a korban at all in the Torah by an issur kares. I never think there's a concept of a korban. It's enough to bring a korban chatas just being unaware of the ramifications of a korban. So you have a very interesting scenario according to Munvaz. Something that is not, you know, is out of our realm of how we understand this, right? According to Munvaz, a guy can know. I know a guy could go and it could be Isser Shabbos, and he could know that it exists. And he says, "I know the Lama Tes Malachas. I know this Kaitzer. Aval Pekan, I'm doing Kitzira." And he goes ahead and he takes the apple and he's Kaitzer it. So someone said, "Do you know what you just did? You over in Isser Shabbos?" He says, "Okay, I was over in Isser Shabbos, but there was no Edim, no Hasra, so I don't get Mrs. Bezdin." And he said, "Isser Kares, I'll worry about that. Whatever it is, I'll see. I'll take my chances. I'm 58 already." Whatever the guy says. Whatever the guy says. So they said, "Do you know there's also a korban attached?" The guy says, "I know nothing about the korban." Oh, there is a korban. So now he has to bring a korban just by the very fact that he was shugging on the korban. That's Shitas Munvaz. Right? That's Munvaz's Shita, which seems to be a bit machudish. So the Gemara says, now, according to Rabbanon, what shogeg? So that's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish in Rabbanon. What is the nature of shogeg that we just read? According to Rabbi Yochanan, shogeg b'karis after hezid b'lav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbanan, I can have a korban chatas even when I know I'm doing something wrong, but I don't know that karis is attached. So it's like one step removed from Munvaz. Munvaz says the only thing you don't know is Korban. You do might know Koresh, and you definitely know it's wrong. Going to the Chachamim, Lefishinus Rabbi Yochanan, I know that it's Aser, but I don't know it has Koresh. That's enough to be Mechayiv Mir Korban. So you have this Machlok, it's very interesting between Munvaz and Chachamim. Munvaz is a Mechush Tegashita. Very interesting. Okay, so let's see now the next line, the Minchas Chinuch. Ubaver sheyesh bei misas bezdin gamke. Gon Shabbos vavod zara, the yesh bei skila. Vahar bei mina aver sheyesh bei misas bezdin. There are many cases in the Mishnah increases where there's misas bezdin. Two classical cases are avod zara and Shabbos sheyesh bei skila. Vahar bei mina aver sheyesh bei hem, and many of the averos listed in the Mishnah increases. Sheyesh bei misas bezdin. Im have shogeg lekorban olo. Im shogeg bekorban, sorry. V'yada sheyesh bei misas bezdin. Im have shogeg lekorban olo. So the question is like this. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is, you know, if you know there's a lav, you know it's aser, but you don't know there's kares. Then according to Rabbi Yochanan, that's the classical case. According to Rabbi Yochanan, classical case of chachamim, where you bring a korban chatas. Now the Minchas Chinuch wants to know, and Taisus actually discusses this, according to Taisus. What happens according to Rabbi Yochanan? You're not only hazid belav, but you're hazid belav and know this misas bezdin. Right? But you don't know this kares. A lot of people could not know this kares, right? Right? How do you know that people, there could be a guy, he doesn't know this kares by Shabbos. He knows skila by Shabbos. He doesn't know kares. You know, he listened to the Rav's drush by Mekosher Sheitzim. And he heard that you know there's a misa. He doesn't know there's a kares by Shabbos. So he goes out and he's hazed. According to Rabbi Yochanan, remember hazed belav for shogeg bekares is chayv korban chatas. What about hazed belav? Not just that I knew it's aser, but hazed belav I knew it's aser and it carries with it misas bezdin. Can I bring a korban chatas on that? What's going to be the issue? Why not? So the issue will be what's called shav midiyah. So there's a general rule that he'll bring down that every korban chatas has to be that if I would have known better, I would not have done the action. So here there's no shav midiyah, correct? Because the guy is actually going ahead and doing the issur, knowing that there's misas bezdin, and does not stop him.
There's no edim lasra, so he wasn't going to get the issur. I mean, he wasn't going to get the onish.
The sword have done that there.
Fine, but he's not. No consequence.
Some of the Osmans he wouldn't have done that there.
You are listening to BenStower.com. Right.
I wouldn't have done that there. I would have known if I took come with the there, I wouldn't have done that there. Not that
the consequence. Why is it different? His balaf. What does it mean to it? His balaf is saying he does get it. He knew we'll see to the other.
There are two problems in this scenario. One is the Shav Midiyasa problem. The other is that the minute that he's over an Isser Lav, especially Sheyesh B'Mitzvah Bezdin, he becomes a Mumar. And a Mumar can't bring a Korban. So those are the two technical problems we're going to have. So even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds like Vipaskin, that Zodom B'Lav V'Shagag B'Kares, Ba'averus, let's read it again. Sheyesh bei misas bezdin gamkan. Don Shabbos vavorazor sheyesh bei skila. V'harbi min aver sheyesh bei misas bezdin. Im shogeg bekares. If he's shogeg bekares, and not only zodon belav, but v'yada his zodon sheyesh bei misas bezdin. Im have shogeg lekorban olah. L'chora nira im ne'mar d'halacha ki Reb Shimon b'Shabbos shomu b'chulin heyam beiz. The Dorish Asher Lo Ta'asena Bishgaga V'Ashen. It's a person who does it B'Shogeg and says V'Ashen and he feels bad about it. What does that mean? That if he would have had a do-over, he wouldn't have done it, correct? The Hashem Midiyaso Mevi Korban Ashkagaso V'Meino Shav Midiyaso Eino Mevi Korban Hachanami Kevin Diyada Shei Mises Bezdin Havile Eino Shav Midiyaso. Ayin b'Shabbos Shem b'Toysus Divur Maschel Ella Vayin lechem Mishnah Kam Perk Beis Halacha Beis the Daita the Rabbah Pasuk Kerab Shimon the Hashem Midiyasa. So David is saying, you know, you think that he could be Hashem Midiyasa. Because if he, you know, even though he did it because of Mrs. Besney, he didn't care. If he would have known it's correct, maybe he would not have done it. Right? That's what you wanted to say?
There is that possibility. Yes, there is that possibility.
And then, I'm saying, I know what the Mrs. Besen asked to it, which we're really talking in a case with Hizbullah. And in that case, Rabbi Yochanan says, you do bring
Rabbi Yochanan's sheet is Hazid Balav. He knows it's Asr.
Right.
Correct?
He's doing it anyway. And so what is Misa at? We're talking about a guy who's no Adam, there's no Asr.
Can Rabbi Yochanan still hold to the concept that you need Shav Midiyasa, even though he holds that Hazid Balav, you bring the Korah?
Right, that's right.
Does that even solve it? Take it out?
You know something.
Is that...
No, it doesn't. Tysus there says it does not contradict each other.
Doesn't contradict.
Tysus says that there are certain levels where Shav Midiyasa will kick in. Like, for instance, if the guy knows it's Asr, but he doesn't know there's Mrs. Besden. If he later finds out there's Mrs. Besden, we assume that if he would have known that Mrs. Besden comes with this Isser, he would not have done it. And that's Shav Midiyasa. So Tysus there has a whole number of combinations. When do you say Shav Midiyasa or not? It's not exact. Tysus says, like, Kares plus Mrs. Besden for sure, Shav Midiyasa. If a person knows so many different things are wrong with what he did, they never would have done it. So it's basically like almost a psychological cheshbon. When a person, you would say he feels bad and regrets it or not.
And love is not enough.
Just knowing it's also the Gemara say, no. Seems is not enough, according to Rabbi Yochanan, to prevent you from bringing a korban chatas. It's still Shav Midiyasa. See, where are we? Okay.
But why don't you say that Mrs. Besden shouldn't make a difference? Like, if you know that it's Mrs. Besden, because we see that there are certain averus that are only Mrs. Besden b'mezid and not Karas, the lack of Edom or Asrav. And still, on those averus that is only a Mrs. Besden b'zodin, you don't bring the Shogeg a Chatas. Only if there is a issue of chorus in such an avera.
Right.
So you see from those cases that Mrs. Besden, the fact that Mrs. Besden in the mix means nothing. Torah doesn't give any consideration to Mrs. Besden. So you should say the same thing over here, that even if you're a Yodah Sheikh or Mrs. Besden, that shouldn't be enough to, even if you didn't know that it was Mrs. Besden, that shouldn't be enough to make you susceptible to bring a korban chatas, because you see that Mrs. Besden needs nothing in the Torah's calculation of
what's the snare?
So where's the Mrs. Besden that comes?
Yeah,
there are averus that are only Mrs. Besden, certain arayas, there are certain averus that are only Mrs. Besden.
I mean, actually, I have a question. Ritzicha has kares? Unless I'm missing something, does Ritzicha have kares?
Ritzicha also, something like that, yeah.
Ritzicha doesn't have kares.
Right. So. And there's no chatos when you do it with Shadik and such averus. There has to be.
But let's see what this case is. This case is a case of Zadon Belav. He knows he's doing something wrong. On top of that, he knows he's doing something wrong that has Mrs. Besden. When he picks the apple off the tree, he knows it's a chiv Mrs. Besden.
So that shouldn't make a difference.
No, but one second. So the problem is like this. Rabbi Yochanan Hans holds, since you're shogog from the Kores aspect of the Isser, that's enough to be Mechaiva Korban Chatas, correct? Okay, no Edom, no Hasra, he doesn't get Mrs. Besden. But he brings a Korban Chatas because he forgot or he did not know, that there was an Isser Kares here at this moment.
And in the clarifying, what about if he did know that if it would be Bemez of Edom Hasra, there would be Mrs. Besden, would that now potter him from a Korban?
No, so there's another issue of Shav Midiyasa. Korban Chatas can only be brought if you say that the person's Arshim, the person has to have real regret. Saying, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did it. If only I would have known. Correct? So the question is, what do you mean only if you would have known? Right, they want to say over here. You knew there was Mrs. Besden, you still did it. You can't consider that to be Shav Midiyasa. That's the problem. Now there's another problem which we'll deal with. Even if you're going to say that this is a case of Shav Midiyasa, maybe you say it's far like we were saying. If I would have known this Kares, then I would not have done it. So maybe it does, you know, qualify Shav Midiyasa. Problem is, the guy was over in Isser Doraisa Sheyesh Bo Mitzvas Besden. He should lechora be a mumar, and a mumar can't bring a korban.
Even teyavon or what?
I don't think it matters. It depends if he really wanted the apple or not. Timchazu b'tshuva im mevi. Let's say he did tshuva in the interim. Does he bring it? Ayin mishlo melech kan peregimel reshalach zayin the daito to tolui b'shas achet. Av shechazu b'tshuva mikol makom kevin the b'shas achet lo ayos shav midiyoso eno mevi korban. Interesting. He did tshuva. And he says, now, you know, maybe it should be shav midiyoso midin tshuva. Meaning like this. At the time I did Eino Chinami, I was aware there's a Mises Bezdin. But a week later, now, whatever, I went to a seminar and I feel like terrible. And now I would never do something like that again. Is that considered to be shav midiyoso? If before you bring the korban and a week later you regret it, would never do it again. So if someone does tshuva, can that work to define him as a shav midiyoso? So Mishnah Melech says an interesting thing. It's only shav midiyoso if you go back to the time of the Avera, and you say at the time of the Avera, he was fine doing it, and you can't say he regretted anything at the time of the Avera, because he did it even though he knew there was a Mises Bezdin.
That's Mukhar, by the way, because if you say that there is considered shav midiyoso if you did tshuva later, then every korban only works if you do tshuva at the same time. The korban is not null without tshuva. So every single case, you always have tshuva before you bring the korban. And still we have cases that you don't bring because shav midiyoso. So you would gut the whole concept of shav midiyoso. Also, I don't have a korban.
Yeah, it's interesting, Chab. He's saying korban chatas has built into it the requirement of tshuva. That's part of right of korban chatas. So it means by definition, the Torah says, bring a korban chatos with tshuva. And at the same time, it says you need shav midiyoso. So it's a davar parshat that there are cases of low shav midiyoso, correct? Even if there is tshuva. Because there are cases that I don't bring a korban chatos with low shav midiyoso. So Shai is saying, what do you mean every case of a korban chatos by definition is shav midiyoso? Because you have to do tshuva. So how could there ever be an exception to shav midiyoso and say this is a case of low shav midiyoso? He's bringing a korban chatos based on tshuva. By definition, every case of a korban chatos has to be shav midiyoso. So what is the scenario of lo shav midiyoso?
Well, we know for sure.
Rabbi said that he's chayav chatos shmeina by Shabbos, but
right.
He said chayav chatos shmeina.
Lo shav midiyoso is we know at the time that he did it.
That's what Mishnah Melech said.
The whole arichos and the davar pasha. By definition, there's always tshuva. There's never. If you don't say that you need shav midiyoso at the time you did the avera, then there would never be a concept that you have shav midiyoso at all. Because you always have tshuva. Yeah, no, that's clear. Carbon is on the. You might bring it, but it's not.
Vim chazu b'tshuva im mevi ayein mishlo melchan per gimel reish halach zayim de daito tolui b'shas achet. Av shechazu b'tshuva mikom akom kevan de b'shas achet lo yoshav midiyoso eino mevi korban. I am barichus b'dvarav, and Shai says there's no need for barichus. If you nemar the das harambam kitana kama the low dor shav midiyoso the rak b'mumar la'ezer avera ein makabun korban la'osu avera kedas hakesu mishnah paragimel maskos halacha b'dalad I am barambam kano mishnah melech. Shadaito b'das harambam the mumar la'ezer avera. The ain makabel yemeno korban laosa avera. I know dafka baragel laasa sumuad lekach. Says even if you don't hold, you need shav midiyoso. You've got another problem here with this guy. Remember, the guy is zadon b'misas bezdin on Shabbos. Shagog be'kares. Can he bring a korban? So problem number one is it considered shav midiyoso? Right, that's problem number one. Minchas Chinuch says he's not shav midiyoso. If he did tshuva won't help, because like the Mishnah Melech, like we said, at the time that he did it, he never would have. If you look back in time, at that moment, it wouldn't have made it. Did not make a difference. The ramifications and the consequences. But now, even if you hold, I don't need shav midiyoso, which may be the Shita of Rambam. I still cannot bring a korban chatos in this scenario for another reason. The maybe that the Rambam Shita is, as Gemara in Chulin says, lohaitzi mumar, that a mumar cannot go ahead and bring a korban. So what is the definition of a mumar? So the Rambam says if someone is a mumar, lo'isa avera, he can't bring a korban and that avera. So for instance, if a guy eats chaylev b'shoigeg, and he wants to bring a korban for whatever reason, if he wants to bring a korban for whatever reason, and he's a mumar on chaylev, the Rambam shita is he cannot bring the korban, and that is the exception of a mumar. So what about this guy? He's a mumar of the Shabbos. He went ahead and took the apple off, knowing there's Isser Shabbos, but more than just Isser Shabbos, like Rabbi Yochanan, according to the scenario, he knew there's a chi of Misas Bezdin. Wouldn't you say for sure this guy's a mumar for that also Avera? For mumar, you're mumar for that also Avera, how can you bring the korban? So the question is, how do you define a mumar? How many times does somebody have to do something in order to be called a mumar? Never forget this Taisus and Chulun Yudal and Aleph. Very interesting Taisus there. The Gemara says, HaShoched B'Shabbos, Mishnah, and Chulun Yudal and Aleph. I think it's Yudal, right?
Yeah.
Well, how do you know? You don't know Chulun. You learn Chulun? No. You're like Makis, Elaniris,
Kedushin? No, I think it's Yod Mahani. I remember handling it.
Okay, fine.
Okay, why is Shittas Ekshere if it's
okay, you can stay. Okay. See, not only my notion of Zikin man. Okay, good. Okay, Chulin, Yudal and Ralph. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, our Shochet B'Shabbos is Mutal Echol. Someone who Shochet on Shabbos is Mutal to eat. So that's a whole long discussion in the Gemara there, Gemara Meruba, other places. If a Maisa Shabbos is also Midrabbanan Midraisa, that's the sheet of who? Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, I think. Of right there. There's a whole limud of that Shabbos, right? Shabbos is Kodosh, vein Masiv Kodosh. A whole discussion. Tosafot says, before you get into that discussion, I have a problem. There should be like a boink echad. The guy shechs the animal. He is a mumar l'Shabbos at the time of the shechita of the chulin. A mumar is aser b'shechita. A mumar shechita is not kosher. So how could it be that hashochet b'Shabbos, that shechitas okshera? By definition, he's a mumar shechta. So Tosafot has a big problem over there. So one of Tosafot's answer is, you should know that one Maisa does not make you a mumar. You have to be over Shabbos possibly three times to be a mumar. So for instance, whenever there's a mumar mentioned in the Gemara, i.e. a mumar can't bring a korban, i.e. shchitas mumar is possible. There's a whole question of how you define a mumar. One time, two times, three times. Taisus and Chulun Yudal Amud Aleph says you could never have a case of shchitas okshera b'Shabbos unless a mumar is defined by more than one instance. So if a mumar is defined by more than one instance, you're not a mumar with one action b'mezid, then you understand it's not a problem that this fellow who is zadon, belav, of Mises Bezdin, can bring korban. That's the issue here. Aval b'pam achas lo nasem mumar. Uba ovid avod azorah mechalos shabbos b'fer hesha, nasem mumar b'pam achas. Interesting. Im ken yesh chiluk. After shogging b'koris mitzara svara, v'nasa mumar l'chol haTorah kula, v'gedolam izun istabim prima gadim, v'huva kama pamim b'chiburi zeh, da'af lav de Shabbos v'avodah zarah, she'ein b'hem skilu v'koris, rak lav, efshar d'nasa mumar l'chol haTorah kula. It might be that any lav by avodah zarah, any lav by Shabbos, even though there is an Isser Mrs. Bezdin. Now, what's the classical case by Avodah Zarah? Well, the classical case is Lo Tidbak B'Yadcha Ma'uma, which is the Isser Hanah by Avodah Zarah. That would make you a Mumar La Avodah Zarah. It's a very famous Nemuke Yosef that says that if you're over the Isser Lifnei Iver by Shabbos, then you are a Mumar L'Chalo Shabbos. Very interesting. They bring this Nemuke Yosef all the time. It's a Ran or Nemuke Yosef, I don't remember. If you're over the Isser Lifnei Iver by Shabbos, you are a mumar l'chalo Shabbos. So in all the yeshivas reform, they say, this is because there's a chagir lifnei Iver. The chagir lifnei Iver is it a separate Isser, or is it a chelik of every single isur that there's lifnei iver is part of it. Like, well, like many of the famous chakiras, right? Like by chinuch. Is chinuch a separate mitzvah or is an extension of the existing mitzvah? So you can be an mumer l'chalal Shabbos even if you're not doing isur Shabbos. One may be a law that doesn't have kareis and mitzvah bezdin. The other may even be in the schiddush lifnei iver. So you'd come up with a very, very interesting conclusion here according to the Ran. A fellow is a, he commits lifnei iver by Shabbos. Whatever it may be, I don't know exactly the scenario. The guy is telling people, he's encouraging people to take trips on Shabbos, whatever it may be. The guy is over lifnei iver by Shabbos. According to Ran, he's a mumer l'chalal Shabbos. Then he goes ahead and does an isur shoygeg on Shabbos. It appears, according to this, he could not bring a korban chatas for his isur Shabbos because he is a mumar lechalos Shabbos, and therefore he's a mumar loisa avera, and you can't bring a korban chatas if you're a mumar loisa avera. So he says the Prima Gadim is a suffix by other lavim. By other lavim, right? Meaning, if you're over, I'll give you an example. Avodah Zarah, there's a lav of Lotish Tachaveh, the classical lavim, that have Mises Bezdin and Kares. Then there are other lavim that are sniffing, like Lo Sidbuk B'yadcha Ma'umah, which is an Isser Hanah. So actually, I think it's the Gemara in Pesachim. Where's Yahag Yavar in Pesachim? Chafei? Come on. I'm sure you did Yahag Yavar in Ksubis. Right? Okay. Either Pesachim, Chafei, Chafav, Amir Alf, there's a case over there. Some Misra, B'chol Misrapim, Misrapim, you can heal yourself with anything that's asur, chutz me atze ashera. So the Rishonim go crazy. It's Yaharik Val Yavar to be misrapi b'avodah zarah. Understand it's Yaharik Val Yavar to put a gun to your head and say, bow, bow down. But how could there be an isur of Yaharik Val Yavar, chiv Yaharik Val Yavar, on just the isur hanah b'avodah zarah? So that's where the Ran comes up with this idea that everyone throws around, avizaraya. The Ran says this is an isur lav by avodah zarah. V'lo tibbuk b'yadcha ma'uma. You're not allowed to get hana from avodah zarah. Therefore, even the isur hana of avodah zarah, it's a vizurai of avodah zarah. You'd have to give up your life, yarv layavar, even for getting hana from avodah zarah. So, just taking that concept of that lav, like the lav v'lo tibbuk b'yadcha ma'uma, you can't get hana from avodah zarah. The Mincha Sinach wants to postulate, based on Prima Gadim, that if a person is over that isur all the time, he's buying atzei ashera and he's using it as medicine, he's over the isur hanan avodah zarah all the time, whatever that may be, and then he's shogeg b'avodah zarah, he's shogeg in the actual avodah zarah itself, whatever the scenario is, he doesn't know there's an isur to bow down to avodah zarah, and he bows down to the avodah zarah, he would not bring a korban chatas, because once you are a mumar la'isa avera, you cannot bring a korban for isa avera. The question is how to define a mumar. Do you have to be over the chomer dika isser of Mises, Bezdin, and Kares? And how many times? So it's machlokes with Rishonim, how many times you need to be over the isser in order to be defined as a mumar. So the Minchas Chinuch brings his shita, which I'm not sure what Rishonim is based on, that by every avera you would have to be over the isser more than once to be a mumar. However, avodah zarah and Shabbos, according to him, and I remember Tosfos saying differently in Chulin, if I'm correct. But nevertheless, Minchas Chinuch brings down, which is his opinion, but I'm sure based on other sources, that avodah zarah and Shabbos, doing it just once, would make you a mumar. Therefore, his scenario of hazed, b'Shabbos, b'zadom b'Shabbos, b'lava b'mises bezdin, would make him a mumar. And just on that category alone, he would not be chayav a korban chatas, if shogeg b'kareis. Okay, let's finish the paragraph. Anything in the footnotes there, Shai?
Look.
When Mikor Shekem behaves with Mrs. Bezdin, Bevade Nasim Mumor Lechol Tarkula. Im Ken Enomavi Korban Vafilo Osa Chuva. Ayen Mishlo Melchanal. Sheherich Repeelbo Da'af Latanakama Efshar Deloma Hani Chuva Al Korban Shinis Chayev Ba'odo Mumor. Ayen Shabar Bichus. Ladas Atais Vashuas Mitzayan Amin Alef Divra Maschil Timei. Shevi, HaMishlo Melech. Meaning the Mishlo Melech brings Tosis. Now the clearly Tosis brings the Mishlo Melech. Shedaitam da'afilu b'shar averis. Nasa mumar le'inyin de'im ha'kamun korban. Al oso ha'chet afilu over pam achas. So that's Taisus and Shuas. I think against Taisus and Chulin. Im ken gam bar rayas behezid b'misas bezdin ein makabim korban duhum mumar. Haklal nirali im hezid b'kares v'shogag b'korban the gzeres akos of gorov v'shogag b'vada ein chayiv chadas klal. Ach b'shogag b'kares. This is our scenario. He doesn't know there's an Issa Kores. But v'hezid b'misas bezdin. He knows b'vada arayas or Shabbos. There's an Issa Mrs. Bezdin. Nevertheless, he does the Avera. Bezada known as Mrs. Bezdin. He just doesn't know that there's Kores in it. Nira dahave shogeg l'chayiv korban. He's really, it should be a shkaga. It should be chayiv korban. Except for these problems. V'zed toli b'chakira samishlo melech inase mumar b'pama achasolo. V'mer shchilak ben avodah zorah v'shabbos l'shar averas. V'im asiyas tshuva mahani olo. Ayem ba'arichas b'mishlo melech shom v'timtza harbe dinim midvareno kein nirali nochmezuz Hashem. So just to go ahead and summarize a very important point. Midine shkaga, there are two things going on you should keep in mind. There's dine shkaga and there's dine korban. Midine shkaga to mechayev you, midin shkaga. If a person is b'mezid, right, belav, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, the shogag b'kores. He knows it's also to pick an apple off a tree on Shabbos. He doesn't know there's an issur kores. If he went ahead and he did it, even though zodon belav b'Shabbos, the shogag b'kores, that b'mechayev him a korban. That Shita's Rabbi Yochanan, l'fi Rabbanon, that's who we paskin like. Not like Munvaz, who says that's a scenario of, what would Munvaz say? Zodon b'misa, right? V'shogog be, no, zodon b'kores, v'shogog b'korban. That's the bigger chiddush. He says you bring a korban. We don't pass like Munvaz. We pass like Chachamim. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, Chachamim Shita is zodon b'lav, v'shogog b'kores, is chayv a korban. So in theory, if it was zodon b'lav, zodon b'misa's bezdin, which is the scenario of the Minchas Chinuch, and Taisus also Shabbos Samach Tesman Aleph. In theory, midin shkagos, he would definitely have to go ahead and bring a korban. There's no chisorin in the Maisa shkaga. The shkaga is considered to be sufficient enough to mechayev a korban. But now there is separate dine korban, and if you do not fulfill those dine korban, then you're not chayev a korban. One of them is a din korban chatas, and you have to be shav miyidiyasa. Has to be something that you are considered to have regretted once you found out the facts. So the question is it considered shav miyidiyasa? Because at the time he did it, he knew it was wrong, he did it anyway. Is it shav miyidiyasa? So the question is, if he does tshuva in the interim, is that shav miyidiyasa? So he brings a Mishnah Melech who tweets at his Pashat that tshuva does not work. Because the whole chiddush of shav miyidiyasa is, if at that point in time, retroactively, he would have had more information, would he have acted differently? And we say, no, he would not have reacted differently. Because he knew it was Mrs. Bezdin, he did it anyway. Then there's another question of Dine Korban. The other problem with Dine Korban is there's a special miyut for a mumar. A mumar cannot go ahead and bring a korban. The Rambam says this means that anyone who is a mumar lo'oisa avera cannot bring a korban on that avera. So now I have a separate issue. Is the fellow able to bring the korban midine shkaga? Yes. The shkaga is considered to be a shkaga's korban. Is it shav midiyasu? Perhaps. Now we have a separate problem. Midine korban. He's a mumar. The guy as bagavra has a problem. He can't bring the korban because he's a mumar. We're not makabel korban from a mumar. So the question is, are you a mumar if you did something bezada? So the question becomes the question at Taisus D'Chulin, Yidal and Aleph raises Taisus Shulis Yid Zayin, and the Mishnah Melech deals with Barichas. How many times do you have to be over an Avera to be a Mumar? So is one sufficient enough? If once is sufficient enough, then you have a big problem. That all these cases are Shabbos, if Hezid B'Mises Bezdin, and Hey, right, you're not B'Chayev. Although Hezid Barayas, perhaps, would require three times, and therefore Hezid Barayas B'Mises Bezdin, you the shogeg b'kores, you would bring a korban.
Why did hazed b'lav enough to make you a mumar? Why does it have to be Mrs. Bezdin? That's the whole Rabbi Yochanan Shita problem.
It's an interesting question. Now, as you're saying, just this should be a general question according to Rabbi Yochanan. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't. You know, just saying, why does Mrs. Bezdin need it to make him a mumar? Right. That's it. That's really, that's it, the issue here. The issue is, number one, defining shkaga. Number two, if the DNA carbon shav midiyaso, and the issue of mumer can bring a carbon if they are met and qualified in order in this scenario to be able to bring a carbon chatas. Okay. That's a good point you're making. I have to think about it.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.